The OG Podcast Network presents.
Welcome to Fireside. First off, welcome to Fireside. We'll be talking comic books the entire time. Ain't going nowhere, so dry your eyes. Already lasted longer than Firefly. Stay tuned, Mitch's got the creepiest news. From books to TV, even movie reviews. Plus the next toy, baby, here will you choose. Even the superhero fight club will we usually lose. So popping those earbuds, turn up those speakers. Feel Mama's power, earn you with features. Neither listen by weekly or you can binge us. We got it all, baby.
Are there ninjas?
So relax and lie back as we start another issue of Fireside Chats. Comic facts and wise cracks. Welcome to the show. This is Fireside Chats.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another issue of Fireside Chats. I'm your host, Menti. And with me, as always, are my wonderful sidekicks, Baroost. That's strange, really hard to say that one. Beep, Beep.
Hello, internets.
And Maurer.
Beep you.
Yeah, guys, I apologize. I apologize up front.
Oh, he's finally doing it. He's finally apologizing for making us hang out with him.
I don't think that's what he was going for.
No, I'm just like, I finished a monster and I'm still tired.
He's apologizing for always stinking up the bathroom?
That would be me.
Oh, sorry.
I apologize for that.
Damn vegetarians.
I love how he just, I mean, there was no pause, nothing. Nope, that was actually over here.
Yeah. See, you got to own some things.
That waft, that's me.
My bad.
Flatulent features. Anyway, welcome to the Wednesday show. If you're new around here, that's where we talk about the news.
The new news.
None of our hearts are into this one.
I don't know why I'm still with you guys.
Yeah, you do. Come on now. Let's be honest, Pumpkin. That Nicholas Brendan interview is why you're still here.
One of the reasons.
All right. Well, yeah. What we're going to do is talk about all the current comic-related current events. Comic-related current events. One of these days I'm going to get that right.
You're close every time.
But I always put comic first.
As we all do.
Yeah. You know what? That's not a bad thing. Anyway, so we're going to be talking about the movies, the books, TV, you name it. Like, for example, we got that first look at Venom.
Dick Grayson returns as Batman.
And we also have the major character not appearing in Infinity War.
Ooh, which one?
The one that we all thought would be there.
Should we wait till the movie news?
Hawkeye?
Movie news.
Hawkeye?
Well, that could be
that. That would make sense. Yeah, this one also hasn't appeared in any posters. Anyway, let's start with the comic books.
He's just real small. He's hanging out with Ant-Man.
God.
Womp, spoiler
womp.
Alert.
I would say Earth 2, but it doesn't deserve it. Womp, womp, womp. All right, let's talk about the comics. So let's get into this Dick Grayson news, because there's a lot of things to unpack here.
A lot of dick to talk about.
Oof. No.
All right.
No.
Well.
Wrong show. Yeah, that's
Fireside After Dark.
Yeah, about to say, Maurer After Midnight. Anyway, Maurer, talk to me about Dick.
So we really do have a lot of Dick Grayson news. We've got him returning to the mantle of the Bat in two different ways. First way is going to be in the current continuity. So we all know we got your invitations for the Bat wedding.
Yep, I'm going.
You're going?
Yep.
Is Night Shift going with you, or who's are you
side
going stag?
Whose side are you sitting on?
Oh, that'll be in the middle.
What, you just going to sit in the aisle?
Yeah.
Which side's Night Shift going to be sitting on? No?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah.
You're not bringing them with you?
There's no plus one.
So anyway, we know they're going to get married. There's obviously going to be a honeymoon, but after that, Bruce Wayne got jury duty.
Jury duty?
I mean,
isn't it like honeymoon supposed to happen after a wedding?
I just love the idea of Batman with jury duty. And like, that's the reason. Because I'm sure they're sitting around thinking, okay, Batman's getting married. How do we follow that up? I know. Jury duty.
All the civil duties all at once. First he gets married, then he has jury duty.
So wait.
After that, he's going to have Batman doing tax evasion.
So jury duty is the reason Dick Grayson is taking over the mantle of the Bat?
Yeah, so Bruce Wayne
gets audited.
He's going to be a juror, which means they're going to have him locked down. And it's actually a Mr. Freeze case where he's saying that Batman used excessive force.
Which, if that sounds familiar, that's pretty much the plot line of
Venom?
White Knight. No.
Oh.
The White Knight storyline pretty much is the Joker when he goes a little bit normal.
Okay.
A lot of it normal for a while.
Yeah.
That's the case he makes, is that it's excessive force.
And the Gotham PD is essentially in on it, allowing him to act in such a way.
Right. So regardless of how we're getting, I'm excited to see Dick Grayson back as Batman. It was refreshing seeing him, especially the dichotomy with him and Damian, where normally it was the Robin that was the hopeful character and Batman as the brooder. And with Damian, the Robin's the brooding character, and then you've got hopeful Dick Grayson.
Well, it's going to be weird just because we've got him coming as Batman twice in two very different stories.
Right.
So you've got one where he's taking over for Batman while he's serving jury duty. Got to be kidding me with this. He's serving jury duty. But the other one, we talked about this briefly before, about a week ago at this point.
The Booster Gold series.
The Booster Gold story. So it's a Batman book, but it's essentially Batman's version of Flashpoint. I've seen this around on the internet quite a bit recently. Batpoint. And I kind of dig it. So Batpoint is essentially the same concept of Flashpoint. So Flashpoint, for those unaware, is when Barry Allen goes back and he saves his mom, which changes the timeline and everything goes crazy, which led into the New 52 and where we are on the comic, the
Thanks,
DC comic
Barry.
Landscape now. But in this storyline, Booster Gold, who is a time traveling superhero from the future, takes a suit.
Yeah, has an awesome wedding gift for Batman.
I mean, didn't think it through.
Nope.
Sure didn't think it through. So yeah, he decides to save Batman's parents, not realizing what that's going to do to the timeline.
Didn't he? Never mind.
Well, didn't he do it to show him how bad the world would have been without Batman? And then it turns out it was really, really bad.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Really bad.
But I will say that picture of Dick Grayson as Batman is one of the coolest Batman.
Yeah, all the guns.
I mean, he is like, if the Punisher wore the cape and cowl, that's what you'd get.
Yeah, he looks like.
Are you
like,
kidding me? He's got like shotguns and grenades on him.
He looks like the Punisher with a Batman costume on. Really is.
Or he looks like Big Daddy from, you know.
All right. All right. Semantics. So we couldn't have just gone with mine. We had to go with yours.
Listen, the closer. Views of
How
features.
How is that closer?
The views of features do not reflect that of Fireside Chats.
Big Daddy didn't. First,
hold on.
First and foremost, Big Daddy in the comics did not even look like Batman.
You're absolutely right.
So I don't even know what the hell you're talking about, sir. You want to get into this? We will get into it.
Wait, can we talk about Duke being lobotomized in the comic?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they lobotomized Duke. He's a drooling shell of his former self because nobody was there to stop Joker. So to get rid of the Joker toxin, they basically had to lobotomize him as a drooling just shell there.
I thought the Joker toxin didn't affect him, though.
Well, that's when Batman was there.
Yeah, this is Batpoint, bro. Oh. The rules don't apply anymore.
Oh, right,
so
right,
the
right,
cool
right,
thing
right,
is
right.
Jason Todd is a tire salesman. So, and he's selling tires that shock people that try to steal them. Does anybody get the in-joke on that?
No.
Oh, because he stole the Batmobile's
when
tires.
When we first met him, he stole the Batmobile's tires.
Gotcha.
All right, go me.
Go Menti. So
I really wanted you to finish that.
It's your birthday.
So they're taking a lot of twists to these characters and showing how some lives would be different. Some of them would be worse. Some of them would be way worse.
I like how if Batman's parents survive, you know, like Jason Todd has a normal 9-to-5.
He never dies.
And when Barry saves his mom, like Atlantis goes to war with the Amazons. You know,
and essentially,
like the whole world is drastically different. And this is still pretty different, but it's nowhere like Superman gets picked up by the government, is held in captivity his entire life.
Adam gets used as a nuclear bomb.
You've got Tim Drake, who's one of the main engineers at Wayne Tech, only he's just super bored and hates his life. So it shows the potential that was unlocked by Batman. Yes, they're not a vigilante in this world, but they're not as satisfied as they will with all the craziness going on. So it's just really cool.
I like the idea. I'm really into the story.
So Dick was the only one that couldn't escape becoming Batman.
And again, he's not your normal Batman.
Yeah, because everybody in Gotham is carrying guns afraid of that Joker.
The Joker. He gives you a wedgie.
The Joker toxin that's just left unchecked. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. This is the Flashpoint for Batman fans, because not being a Flash fan.
Although, as much as I enjoy the concept of Batpoint, I hope this just ends here. Like, I hope this isn't an ongoing thing. Like, what if Green Lantern's dad didn't die? You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if they go
instead of the Marvel what ifs, we just get different points.
Just different points. Yeah, just, and then, but yeah, they're all in continuity.
And then we just get one like super large novel.
The Flying Graysons survive.
The point of it all.
It would be annoying. So yeah, let's just end it. It's kind of like how Marvel just kind of keeps giving other Marvel characters like
what ifs,
the cool things about them. You know what I mean? Like War Machine suit going to Punisher, so on and so forth.
DC's just like, we're going to not kill one person. See how it's
see what goes on.
We're going to not kill that guy. And then the world ends.
But still, I mean, I'm intrigued. I definitely enjoyed what I saw. And that's recently out. So definitely worth picking
again,
up.
DC killing it.
Always. Right now.
Well, don't say always. Just
right
more,
now?
More so currently.
I mean, they've got,
year on lock.
Can't tell you any kind of stinkers. Like, there's been books that I haven't been willing to pick back up.
At this point, it's been multiple years on lock.
But I didn't.
Multiple? No, because we didn't like the new 52.
Yeah, we didn't like that.
Last year.
I think it was further 2 years than that.
That was a few years ago.
This is going back into Wolverine died yesterday.
Jeez.
2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, it literally is. It's been a while.
Rebirth was a year ago. Rebirth was a little over a year ago.
I'm going back to Earth 2. I can't take this.
Time is different on Earth, too.
All right. Let's keep moving.
All right. So we also have the return of the First Family.
Yes. Why do you say that so odd? So we got a trailer, which was cool, talking about Dan Slott coming into, I think it's Dan Slott, right?
Dan Slott.
Taking on the Fantastic Four.
Because he's taking on everybody.
And did you see how old?
Yeah, Reed looks.
Reed's not looking good.
Well, when you're the creator of multiple universes.
It took a lot out of him, man.
It's really stressful.
And then did you notice there was also a fifth person on that cover?
Six people, it looked like.
Oh, I only saw a fifth, but that's why I didn't really look at the cover that much. But when the silhouettes?
Yeah.
I wonder who else. Who else is there?
I don't know. They say presidential years of age, yeah?
I wonder if it's Franklin and...
the girl?
What's Leanna? No. What's the hell is your name?
Crystal?
No, Franklin. What? Crystal?
It was definitely
Franklin.
Humans.
No, Franklin's sister is the smartest person in the world. What was her name?
Probably.
Smartest person in the world.
Oh, that's gonna kill me.
Baby Huey. Oh wait, he's not here. Damn it. Anyway, I'm just not excited because I don't, just like a lot of people don't see the need for Superman stories anymore.
Uh-huh.
I don't see the need for Fantastic Four stories anymore.
I'm actually going to co-sign that with you.
Valeria Richards.
You were way
off.
Well, I'm thinking Liliana Rasputin. Way off.
But you know, I don't care.
You know what? There's going to be that moment of nostalgia for people. And then I think after that, it's going to die back down like really fast.
Look, they made a Vision book awesome. Is it that impossible to make a good Fantastic Four book?
Yes.
That's bull.
Could they not
That's
make
bull. That You know book? It is.
No. Couldn't no, they make that no. same storyline with other characters and not just have to crowd the house?
Yep.
Yeah, but I still say that the one of the most valuable comic books of all time should be there. It's like, that's like saying there's no Superman at DC.
I wouldn't put them as Superman.
Yeah. For Marvel? They are absolutely the Superman for Marvel.
No.
Yes.
Superman is...
Superman helped usher in the world of DC comics.
But he stayed relevant.
That's a Superman, not Fantastic Four.
And the Fantastic Four brought in everything that we love about Marvel.
They did,
in
but
the
their
beginning,
time's done.
And they're washed. I'm sorry.
Just give us a Ben Grimm book.
They are washed. They're washed.
That's not true.
Give me Ben Grimm. That's all I care about.
That's not true. It isn't true. It's not. It's not true. The movie sucked, so they canceled the books because Fox and them had a problem.
Right.
The only reason the book got canceled was because they had a problem with
how
Fox.
How long have those books been canceled?
Because Fox...
No. I don't want to know. I don't
but
care about because of
them.
Fox. How long have those books been canceled?
A while.
And how long have people been saying we want the Fantastic Four back?
Because they had the Fantastic Four to some degree. They had an evil Reed. Right? Yeah, they did.
Which
they
nobody
had,
really cared
they had the
about.
Human Torch, and they had the Human Torch and Uncanny X-Men and the Inhumans. They had Ben Grimm as a Guardian of the Galaxy and a two-for-one.
Supporting cast.
But we don't need their own book.
But Doctor Strange is a supporting cast, and he got his own book, and it turned out to be great.
Because
tell me
awesome.
Doctor Strange's book.
Doctor Strange is actually cool.
We're all talking over top of each other right now.
But
you come down and you come
Doctor
down.
Doctor Strange's book, when he came back in for All New, All Different, right? And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But so good. Was his first solo series in like 7-8 years.
Yeah.
but he's
cooler. And it came back because you like him, but there are people out there who like the Fantastic
and they're
Four.
They're wrong.
So here's the thing.
Fantastic Four fanboy right now. You're wrong.
Here's the thing. Doctor Strange or Doctor Doom we're talking about?
Strange.
Doctor Strange actually has a little bit of intrigue to him.
That's your opinion. That is your opinion.
Okay. It is opinion, but our opinion is saying we've been fine without them.
You have been. But I'm saying there are people out there who
do
want
you
this.
Know anybody that's been begging for a Fantastic Four book?
No.
Have we come across anybody?
Do you know people
any of our conversations?
Who knew who Jessica Jones was before there was a Jessica Jones show? They existed.
But you can take an unknown like Jessica Jones and make them relevant. You can't take Fantastic Four who have fallen off the face of the earth.
They did it with Vision. What are you talking about?
Vision was a supporting character.
And got his own solo book that was dope.
Guys, we're nerds growing. I just want to say, out of all the conventions, all the people we talk to, has anybody come up to us and go, man, I really wish there was a Fantastic Four book?
No.
We've heard people going, I want more Jessica Jones. I want more Vision. We've heard all.
No, I've never heard anyone say, I want more Vision. Until Tom King's book, nobody ever said they. You know what book I can't wait for? Vision.
You said it.
No, I have never said that.
It wasn't until after that book.
Tom King's book is what made me care about Vision, because that book was outstanding.
And what makes you care about Fantastic Four?
Because of their relevance and importance to the comic community.
Their relevance?
Yes.
How relevant have they been in the last couple of years?
He's talking about historical relevance.
Exactly.
Historical relevance is different from relevant, like current relevance.
If you never saw another Fantastic Four book, would you be upset though?
I would like to make sure that Reed is always around. I think the Fantastic Four deserve to be there. I think in major story arcs, it is nice and refreshing to have that.
I'm not talking about the characters individually. If there was never another Fantastic Four family group together story, would you care?
Honestly.
The answer is no.
No, I would care, but I can't say that I'd pick up the book.
Exactly.
So, does that make sense?
That's what we're saying.
That's what we're saying. We don't need another book. The characters never left.
But it's not for us. Do we pick up Carol Danvers' Captain Marvel books?
No one picks up Carol Danvers.
Yes, they do. There is a fan base.
It's
otherwise,
like seven
the book wouldn't
people,
exist.
But they're very, very passionate.
Moon Knight is always on the verge of being canceled.
Listen, don't you say that out loud.
Don't you say that
always
on the verge.
Don't you say that out loud, son.
You know I'm right, though.
I feel like you're deflecting on the other characters we like because you're fighting for this Fantastic War book.
Because what I'm trying to get to my point across is that your opinions are different than the amount of comic fans that are out there. So you're right. The people that we've talked to and the people on this show don't care about the Fantastic Four. But for you to sit here and say that the comic world as a whole
is
doesn't
wrong?
Care about the Fantastic
That's
Four.
That's my job.
You are all wrong.
That is my job.
I don't want to say that no one cares about the Fantastic Four. I really don't want to say that, right?
For those of you just tuning in for what probably your first or second time to Fireside Chats, we don't always yell at each other like this. Every now and then we do a little bit of nerd scrumming, and we're going to move on. Because this could probably go on for an hour.
It could. And I'm going to finish off by saying...
Maybe that's a topic for another show.
In general...
Do we need the Fantastic Four?
In general, nobody's saying they don't care. But right. I believe there's a lot more
you
that
flat
don't
out
care.
Said you don't care a couple times. Moving on!
I said it.
Deadpool art for sale. Who's got some money?
Someone give me 30 grand.
Well, it's at 30 grand now. It's probably going to finish at like 50.
Somebody give me 60 grand just in case.
Where would you put it?
Where would I? I don't. It's a good point.
A 60 grand piece
of art. I'd probably keep
art.
It here.
Where you know it would be safe.
Well, yeah, I just know there'd be so many. There's so many knives around it. I think it would be safe.
Somebody
here.
Give Menti 60
I like,
grand.
I like how Fireside Studios is essentially my safety deposit box.
Put it at Mowers. He has the insurance.
It's better to put it there.
All right, so let's go on to TV, or can we call this TV? Bad TV?
Well, it's an internet show. It's on comicbook.com. All right, well, let's talk about it. So first, Ninjak vs. the Valiant Universe finally aired.
Your TV show. Woof.
It's not that bad. It isn't that bad. It's not great. It's not that bad.
It's not good,
The
though.
Problem is...
What's your definition of not that bad? Because when you say that...
Because to me, it was a low-budget Arrow. It's what it felt like. Their costumes were cool.
But it was like high-budget cosplay.
No, it was if you took... It was exactly what you would expect. It's Bat in the Sun. It is taking Superpower Beatdown, that same quality you've come to know and expect from a Superpower Beatdown episode, and then stretch it out into a full show.
And
that's
not even
exactly
stretch it out.
What it is.
So the second episode's 11 minutes.
So basically really? What you're saying is there's no story to it.
No, there's a story.
They
the
just
problem
tell
is,
it to you.
Is that I believe his name's Aaron Sorkins.
No, that's the guy that does the... actual TV shows. He's Aaron something, but it's
yeah, he's the one. No, he's Bat in the Sun. He wrote this,
right? But his name's not Aaron Sorkin.
Oh, Well, Aaron, it starts with an S.
You morph Andy Serkis into Aaron Sorkin.
Anyway, he seems like the nicest guy in the world and got the opportunity to write a Valiant comic book.
Which is great.
This is the book that he wrote. Now, here's the problem. I'm not familiar with the Valiant universe. I know the Valiant universe because of this show.
Aaron Shonicke. S-C-H-O-E-N-K-E.
Oof, man, there you go. Try it. We're going to butcher that one. Shonic the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, when he wrote it, he doesn't explain anything.
Aaron Sorkin is the guy that did the West Wing and all those shows.
Wow.
Yeah, way off. Samsonite. I watching that show, not being familiar with who Ninjak is, besides the research we have to do for this show, like anytime we've talked about Valiant, none of us have actually picked up a Valiant book.
That's ever. Not true.
Is that fair?
I have.
I've read a Bloodshot.
I've read Bloodshot. I've never had a Ninjak book.
That's not true. I also read
Exo Manowar.
I read Exo Manowar because of that video game.
Yeah, I was about to say you probably played the video game. You know about Turok, the dinosaur hunter.
I didn't know Turok was, I thought that was its own thing. I understood that video game as well.
Oh, that's cool. Valiant comic.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah, so I know a couple of them, but still watching this show, I don't get an explanation for who any of these people are.
Us on the show. Right. New character pops up before you go any further.
Yeah, right. For those
who
aware.
Livewire is. For those who this guy is.
For those of you watching.
It really, I was sitting there going, okay, well, no XO.
Well,
I know Bloodshot, but who the hell is the lady who stabbed the other chick in the face with her hair?
There's three things that stood out. One, the lighting and just overall production value.
It was a superpower beatdown, bro.
It's superpower beatdown.
Identical.
Which I said beforehand, and you were like, hold off until you see it, man. You never know.
Because you don't. You can't now that it's out, though.
It's terrible.
No, it's not terrible. It's a web show. It is what happens when something is self-funded
by
fans.
When they're in London and the train is going by, you can tell it was just like a Photoshop train that they dragged.
Look, if ABC put their budget into this show and it looked like that, sure, give them crap. But it's Bat in the Sun, man.
So let me ask you,
it this way. If Valiant came up to us and said, make this show, what do you think that would look like?
Listen, I'd get some cardboard and like...
A horrible is the word that you're going to use. So let me ask
you, if they hailed it as a fan-made show... Would you feel better about it?
Well, here's my problem. They were talking it up and saying they were going to be better than the Vin Diesel movie that's coming out.
They were supposed to say that.
Yeah, because they want to get clicks and views. Of course they do.
Clickbait.
The acting. Yeah. Natalia.
I don't think there's a lot of acting to even go off of. You can barely tell what's happening.
The bad dialogue. And listen, it's cool for what it is. If you would have just said, hey, we're going to take Superpower Beatdown and just put a storyline behind it, I would have been better. But they tried saying it was something, this is our next level, we're doing so much more,
It is next level. The amount of graphics and CG work that is in this is way more than a Superpower Beatdown. But the problem is you can tell.
Yeah.
It's blatant when you see it. So
how was JDF?
He's all right. I mean, I will tell you, when they first introduced JDF, he is brutal. That first Bloodshot scene, where he's just got holes in his head, literally just pulls a knife out of his gut and stabs a dude in the eye with it. And you're like, wow, this is not, I'm not used to JDF being so bloody.
Mm-hmm.
That was a shock. Seeing how much blood he was covered in was a shock.
Yep. And the second episode was basically a beatdown between Ninjak and Bloodshot. That's all it really was.
Well, I'm going to watch the next couple. It's short enough that it doesn't bother my attention span.
Let's give the premise of it. Basically, somebody kidnaps somebody close to Ninjak and tell him to go into...
And Ninjak is a ninja.
Session ninja.
A ninja. Really, really.
Listen, they didn't explain who the characters are to
me. Somehow he's bulletproof.
I'm not explaining the characters to anybody else.
He's bulletproof. I mean, he got shot so many times and I'm like, why is he bulletproof?
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of characters in the Valiant universe tend to not die. For whatever reason, like Bloodshot, he's like...
What's the guy that...
It's kind of Bloodshot's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Bloodshot's thing. I think Ninjak also doesn't die.
Who's the guy with the bow and arrow? He's played by the wrestler Johnny Mundo.
Well, all of the... I mean, they're all... what's it called, guys? They're all Bat in the Sun guys. Like the Irish guy who was the worst acting. he was... Well, not he maybe he's British, but what you couldn't tell because it's the guy who usually plays Batman in the Superpower Beatdowns. He also plays the Punisher.
Those people don't talk much.
Kevin Porter?
Kevin Porter, that's his name. That's who that was. So, yeah, it's normal Bat in the Sun characters or actors.
Well, John Morrison, you know, wrestler from WWE, he's in Lucha Underground. Phenomenal parkour guy.
Right.
But I was like, oh, he's playing an archer guy. I tend to like archer guys. No background to it.
They don't want to tell you anything. They're just like, I don't hunt someone I know.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know him? Who are you?
Give me a breakdown.
I don't know who you are.
We need a new show, Superhero Breakdown.
All I know is this. I think it's unfair to judge this as you would judge like the Inhumans, right? The Inhumans was bad and it had everything they possibly needed to make it good. This is a show that was built with a lot of limitations. And for what they had and what they were able to do, it's pretty good. My issues with it are not the production, more the writing. Because as a fan of these kind of things, look, if they would have just explained what the hell I was watching, I probably would have did. I mean, would have enjoyed it way more than I actually did.
We didn't need as much action in it. We needed some explanation.
Yeah, little explanation would have gone a long way. So I'm going to keep watching because I'm intrigued to see what they do with it because I like Bat in the Sun.
And listen, everybody's got to poop. So 7 minutes, 10 minutes out of your day, you're going to watch it anyway.
So really quick, guys, where can we find this? Is it on Bat in the Sun's channel? Or
no,
is it just
it's comicbook.com.
So it took me forever to find it. I'm like, Bat in the Sun, I'm looking through everything.
All right, we got to keep moving. Let's keep moving. So let's get in the movies. So with that, I think the first thing we need to talk about is the Venom footage.
Yes.
So the Venom footage, it's short, but we finally see Tom Hardy as Venom. It's a short, look, I'll make sure the video is posted on the page. So everyone, welcome to fireside.com. Look, check it out there because I'll have the video. But oh my God.
We are Venom.
I'm happy. It gave me goosebumps. I felt like Spider-Man in Infinity
Grace
War.
Coming back.
Don't ever.
I mean, they're the same height.
Ever.
They are the same height.
Ever.
Matter of fact, same build almost too.
Say that again.
Very similar.
Very similar.
I mean, if you put them next to each other, probably wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, except for horrible CG on Topher Grace's Venom.
You okay, Menti?
No, I think my brain just burst. You're saying that Topher Grace and Tom Hardy are the same build?
We were joking.
Yeah.
They are the same height, though.
You guys scared me sometimes.
No, it looked good.
It looked great. The way his teeth came around his head, because I was wondering, that's always my question, is like, how do the teeth show up if it's just a slob, right? How does that happen? But when they kind of just curl around his face and essentially swallow his head, and then his voice changes into the We Are Venom, the We Are Venom. Oh,
I loved how they show in it, and the comic was to do it, that he actually gets taller because the Venom symbiote.
Yeah, it encompasses him.
Like, basically, it's a guy in a suit.
But his head is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, he was grotesque. I mean, it was everything I wanted Venom to be. So, I mean, look, Sony. I don't have high hopes for you.
The one thing
but
I didn't
it looked great.
One thing I didn't see, and I hope they do, is the white blocks on the hands.
Oh yeah,
it's the only thing I'm really hoping they add
web
to
shooters.
It.
Yes, I know. Thank you, okay. Features.
For those of you that don't know,
yeah, and they're not actually web shooters.
No, they're
I know.
Are you sure? Because yeah. You seem to think they were web shooters.
Well, if someone was just reading the comic, they would assume that they were web shooters because he shot web-like substances out of them.
But they weren't web. Just want to make sure you're aware.
The tendrils?
Of course, they're supposed to be tendrils, but there was a time when they were web.
Yeah, when he was on Spider-Man. Yeah. So no. That's the best news of the news.
All right, and we're also going to just get rid of this. Juggernaut, we don't know if he's in the Deadpool
trailer.
Yeah,
everybody chill with the Juggernaut thing. He's not there. And look, if he shows up, that's going to be awesome. But if the only reason you're saying the Juggernaut's there is for some blurry little heat thing in the background of a moving photo... Sorry.
Well, first off, you see Colossus punching something that's rounded and metal. It's not red.
Well, no, that's the other one is when Domino's in the car, there's a heat signature of a body that looks like Juggernaut. Like, okay, guys, you're stretching.
It's Cable.
Sure, that's probably it.
It's Cable.
There's a lot of moving happening around and you're taking a freeze frame and it's hard to say exactly what that shape is.
Cable also had a shield that could, double as a heat signature.
I think everybody just needs to chill.
Remember that one time that we saw a corner of something and there was like a light and we thought it was, Green Lantern.
Yeah, or we all thought Captain Marvel was going to be in Infinity War and it turned out to be like Vision's foot.
Yeah. It's just, let it go.
If it is, awesome, but just stop.
It's not Juggernaut.
Stop grasping at straws.
It's not Juggernaut.
Be like Elsa and let it go.
There's no point for Juggernaut.
Other things to keep, we're going to have to just kind of condense the Kevin Feige news. But the Kevin Feige news.
He's talking a lot.
Yeah, talk about Phase 4. So the big things, the big notes to take away from Phase 4. X-Men and Fantastic Four are probably not coming anytime soon, unless they're lying to us, which is a possibility. But more than likely, they're not coming anytime soon, so relax.
The reason he's saying is there's a lot of writing that has to go into Phase 4 with the planning. And just because the deal's done, we've talked about before, it could be years before it's actually finalized. and they're not going to do anything for characters they don't actually own.
And they've said a while back that they want to go interstellar. They want to go cosmic. So they really want the cosmic landscape for Marvel is a big deal. Jim Starlin's run with Thanos War, with Conquest, with Annihilation, all of these things are a big deal. So it looks like Nova is going to play a big role in this. So Nova, for anybody unaware, is the Human Rocket. Richard Rider, dude, you really don't like Nova?
He doesn't. I would take the snoring and sleeping as, as a sign.
I don't like space stuff.
Yes, you do.
Well, Venom Space Night was awesome, but other than that.
That would be so funny if that's the Venom we get in the MCU. We get Venom Space Night. It's just Flash Thompson. Mm. And it's Flash from Homecoming. So it's not regular Flash, it's Homecoming Flash. So it's this kid is in space. Like, why am I here? Anyway, yeah, that was a tangent.
Yeah, so Nova's immediate potential, great.
But Nova's cool. He's a human rocket.
Richard Rider, I wouldn't mind seeing.
It'll be Sam Alexander, which is the kid. Just because it's... but you can have him go up and be trained by Richard Rider. No, I guarantee you it's got Gamora and Rocket that bring him up into the fold. And I think it's going to be the Annihilation storyline.
Yeah,
The Negative Zone. Negative Zone? Negative Zone? Yeah, Negative Zone.
Negative Zone, yes.
The Negative Zone. So the Negative Zone is a place in Marvel Comics where all the multiverse is able to kind of interact and intersect. And in there, there's a character named Annihilus who controls the Annihilation Wave, who during the events of Civil War was essentially destroying the universe.
What if that's Avengers 4?
I think that's Phase 4.
What do you think Avengers 4 will be?
I don't think Avengers 4 will be. I think Phase 4 in general is going to build. Like, we have Thanos. I think Annihilus will be our new Thanos.
Cool.
The Annihilation Wave are a bunch of bugs, by the way, and
there's so many. It was a large fleet.
It's so many big giant bug creatures that it's like, they're not hard to beat one, but there's like millions and millions and millions of them.
They destroyed whole planets.
Like just, yeah.
It's like Trebles.
Way different than Trebles.
There was Tribbles at the Big Apple Con.
There were Tribbles at the Big Apple Con. That's true.
There was trouble with Tribbles?
Trouble with Tribbles. Yes.
I missed the Tribbles.
You did.
We've got Eternals.
Yeah, the Eternals are a Jack Kirby creation from the 70s. They're who essentially created the Inhumans. Well, not really them. The Celestials did. But the Celestials created a race of somewhat human beings, like kind of... Jesus.
New gods? Huh?
They're essentially, yeah, they're Marvel New Gods.
Who created the New Gods?
Jack Kirby.
Created the Eternals?
It feels very like Kirby. Eloy and... Morlocks from the time machine where the Eternals are they just can't die. Well, they're not immortal, but their lives are long.
They're the genetic, it's like twins. They're Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then you've got the Danny DeVito's.
But all of that experimentation that happened with them is what created the Inhumans. So this is, it goes into the idea that the MCU is really trying to fit all 70 some years of comic history into these series of movies.
It's going to take them 70 years to get it all in there.
No, I think they're going to be done in a couple.
25.
I think we're going to get all new, all different Marvel in the next couple in the MCU. It's not going to take long. Phase 6, all new, all different.
All doing not much is different. We also have Fei talking about the horror genre is not something they're ruling out. Kind of like you have the New Mutants,
yeah,
straight into horror. He's like, you know what, I like that idea. He's talking about Blade, who we all know is, you know, the day walking half vampire, half human. Man Thing is another one that he threw in there. Swamp Thing ripoff, senses, emotions.
Ghost Rider,
right? But he said he would put it in the vein of Poltergeist. You guys remember that movie when you were younger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
scared the crap out of people, but wasn't
step
really
into the light.
This
house is clean.
Movie was cursed.
That clown, though.
Oh, yeah, that was scary. Ooh, that was scary.
That clown can go to hell.
You're okay with Pennywise, but that clown.
No, that clown was different. That was not like Pennywise was a shape-shifting creature, so I probably wouldn't see the clown. But that thing was awful. And the tree, and then all those bodies in the. I'm just going to keep talking about Poltergeist. Yeah.
But I really think that would work extremely well in the MCU.
Except for the Man Thing. Who cares about Man Thing?
It's my way to get, you know, Swamp Thing.
Just fight for a Swamp Thing movie. We don't need Man Thing.
All right.
Man-Thing is fake Swamp Thing that gives you a disease when he touches you.
But well, can
it's
we
very similar to Maurer.
Can we talk to I burn you when I sense feelings.
this is true.
Can we talk about Black Widow getting the movie and them having a premise that we all said we wanted?
You mean Red Sparrow?
Yeah.
They're just going to remake Red Sparrow and put it in the MCU?
Yeah. Rebooting Red Sparrow. No, it looks like it's going to be a prequel with Winter Soldier in it.
Oh, that's so that cool. Same story she shared in Winter Soldier.
It looks like we'll get Winter Soldier, so we'll get to see him. And the great thing is they don't have anything they have to worry about because his memories were always erased. They could tell a whole story, introduce him to tons of people, and erase her memory and his memory out of it. Because remember, in the comics, he trained her. He was one of the people that trained Black Widow.
All right, well, in your realm of no shit news, you've got Ryan Coogler is probably going to come back for Black Panther 2.
Yes!
That's not shocking at all. So the Russo brothers kind of hint at it. But again, if he would have stepped down from that movie, he would... I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to do it. Makes no sense. Why would he walk away from that movie?
And he's already seen Infinity War. So all of the people that are developing Phase 4 movies have seen Infinity War.
And except for the cast who still hasn't
seen. That's messed
up. Benedict Cumberbatch is the only actor who's actually read the script.
Because the cast talks too much. The producers don't.
Oh, did you see the video of Tom Holland and Benedict Cumberbatch doing an interview together? And Tom Holland gets close to spoiling something and Benedict Cumberbatch texts you, oh, no.
Yeah. He's like, you won't get me in trouble by association.
You're stop.
Well, they want to do a movie together. They want a Spider-Man, Doctor Strange team up movie.
You could do him giving up his secret identity and then Strange wiping the minds of everybody like after Civil War.
That'd be cool. But the last thing we talked about in the beginning, we have something that's kind of a spoiler for Infinity War. We've been hoping for it.
Stupid. It makes me mad.
Yeah, so
because I could have swore that was your end credit scene.
Yeah, and we all, you know, we've noticed this person hasn't been any of the posters or any of the build up to it, and they're not going to be in the movie.
And I'm a really big fan of this character.
Hawkeye? I make fun of you all the time for being a fan of this character.
Death. That got real dark. No, in the original comic series, if you're unaware, Death plays a huge role in Thanos's reasoning for doing what he does.
Yeah.
And I kind of assumed that what would happen is what you're getting from Thanos is going to be a ruse, so to speak, that will lead to him trying to impress Death, which is the big, a big point to Thanos's mythology from the beginning. Like when you first introduced Thanos, he's being followed by a hooded figure the whole time. And then later on you find out it's Death.
Right.
Turns out Russo brothers were like, nah, not going to be in my movie.
Yeah, I kind of hate that. I hope they're lying.
It'd be cool if they were lying.
I hope that Lady Death shows up at the end.
Well, there won't be a Lady Death, but what if it's Hela? Like we mentioned that before.
I think Hela's dead. I don't think Hela survived the fight with Surtur in Ragnarok.
Well, they never die. They just get reborn.
Sure, but it's not going to be anytime soon. Not like she's not the Phoenix, man. She's not rising from those ashes.
Womp womp. On that note, Menti. Do that thing.
You can find the show Welcome to Fireside everywhere online. Also check out our Fireside Facebook group, the Firesiders group. It's an active community. I'm proud of you guys.
Yeah
if you're listening, I'm happy.
Hey, Mr. Bomb, you've been posting a lot.
I threw that in there as a kind of like a hey go team. And I'm surprised you guys took it and ran with it. So,
complete disclaimer, Menti did that without any of us knowing it first.
I did.
Got added to a group. I'm like, what the hell? Who did this?
Yep.
Yep. I also made a Discord. We haven't done anything with that yet. But be on the lookout for our Discord coming soon.
He gets real bored at night.
It's true. I do. I don't sleep. Anyway, thanks for joining the Fireside Facebook group. You should definitely join it. It's really, honestly, we all just go in there and talk. Like, what was the last thing we talked about? Was Indiana Jones?
Yep.
I forget who posted that.
Ty.
My buddy Ty posted that saying which Indiana Jones movie. Anyway.
Temple of Doom.
Anyway, no, it's Last Crusade. But Temple of Crusades. But yeah.
As long as it's not the space alien crystal skull, you're good with Indiana.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Wait, do that thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to remember where I left off.
You can
but once again, I'm Menti.
I'm Features.
And I'm Mr. Maurer. Don't forget to check us out on the OG Podcast Network. That's OGPodcastNetwork.com or on Twitter, OG Podcasts.
Oh, I forgot what I forgot.
You remember what
I forgot? Okay. I told you I'm not really awake for this one. Deuces.
D. damn it, Deuces.
Well played, Deuces.
Feels so good.
I felt like that was coming.
Ew, dude, you made that real weird. I don't want to. Yeah.
Like, are we talking about the Deuces?
Deuces feels good.
How many shits should we get a name? Oh my god.